The Philharmonic and other orchestras have seen falling record sales for years, but a recent report suggests a comeback. It says classical music was last year's fastest-growing genre. Sales were up 22.5%. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
If you consider yourself a fan of traditional classical music, you might find Nielsen SoundScan's report a little confusing. Among the top 10 best-selling classical artists were Sting, Josh Groban, and Italian tenor Andre Bocelli.
Guarda fuori già mattina.
These crossover artists are superstars and sell thousands more albums than their traditional counterparts. Nielsen's year-end report combines the two categories. Anastasia Sulkis, a columnist for Billboard magazine, says there's always hope within the music industry that someone like Sting or Bocelli will draw more people to classical music as a whole. She says so far that hasn't really happened.
When people buy, say, a Bocelli album, they don't go out and then buy a Puccini opera. They go out and buy another Bocelli album. They're not identifying Bocelli as classical music per se. They're much more fans of that artist.
Still, some labels that stick to the classical repertoire are also reporting good news. Independent labels like Koch and Naxos say their sales are also up. And downloading is a big part of it. The total number of classical albums purchased online more than doubled last year. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.